This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Okay, so maybe it's a bit of a stretch that the neighborhood has been overrun by packs of wild roving chihuahuas. But animal control workers in Maricopa County, Arizona, say they took over 6,000 calls from one section of Phoenix complaining about abandoned chihuahuas. Part of it is the animals aren't spayed or neutered, so they're out looking for a mate, which also contributes to the problem. Another problem is what to do with the critters once they're rounded up. Most of the city's facilities can't take any new dogs because of overcrowding. However, residents want something done. They say packs of 8 to 12 of the hounds have been chasing kids on the way to school. Officials are working on a plan to deal with the dogs, and no, making a run for the border isn't one of them. Scientists have found we can lose weight by doing something we're probably already doing, playing mindless video games. Just make sure it's the right one. A study by researchers at Plymouth University found playing Tetris for 3 minutes can reduce the strength of food cravings. And that's not all. The study also reveals the game can dissuade you from drinking alcohol and smoking. Basically, it's replacing addiction with distraction. Speaking of losing weight, if you want to lose a few pounds before spring gets here, take photos of your food. When researchers at the University of Wisconsin had volunteers take pictures of everything they ate, the subjects consumed fewer snacks, went back for seconds less often, and ate a third fewer calories than people who kept a mental record of what they took in. Interesting. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. This is the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Got milk? That simple question spawned countless parodies and milk mustaches, and it's now being sidelined. Now it's time for consumers to milk life. The marketing arm for milk processors is shelving the popular tagline in favor of the new Milk Life ad campaign that casts milk as a key ingredient to an active lifestyle. Well, all right then. A study has found dogs do tune into feelings of their owners. The dog's brain processes human voices in the same way ours do, and they can tell by the sound of your voice if you're happy or sad. The findings reveal that sensitivity to vocal emotional valence cues engages similarly located non-primary auditory regions in dogs and humans. What did he just say? Yeah. New study suggests believers in hell, or just those who think about it, may find themselves less satisfied with life on Earth. Individuals who believed in heaven said they were more satisfied with life. The data left open the possibility that people who are already unhappy tend to believe in hell instead of the other way around. Told you recently, the 50 Shades of Grey movie had just finished taping. Well, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company has now introduced the 50 Shades of Bear. And this teddy is much more naughty than nice. It has piercing blue eyes, is dressed in a blue suit and tie, and of course, is holding a mask and a pair of handcuffs. Oh, it isn't actually an officially licensed 50 Shades product, and he was pricey at $90 each. I say was, because apparently it's already sold out. Speaking of pricey, it's not shocking that somebody spent $35,000 on a home renovation. But it is shocking when you consider the renovation was for the comfort and entertainment of his cats. The perfect palace is complete with a series of ramps, walkways, and ledges, a spiral staircase and climbing pole next to an aquarium in his office, and a special ventilation system to keep the air clean. Where do people get such money? Here's another weight loss trick. Just push the off button on your remote control. New research shows people who cut their TV watching time in half consume 100 fewer calories per day. Do the math. That's a pound every 35 days. Now, it's been repeated over and over in the media that women make 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. That sounds terrible, but according to some economists, the statistic is misleading. That 77 cents on the dollar stat is only the average difference between men and women across all jobs. It doesn't take into account the different types of jobs men and women do, the number of hours they work, or any time taken off for such things as raising kids. According to the recent salary data, women in their 20s who don't have any children actually out-earn men by as much as $1.08 to every dollar. If you're a good citizen, there's a good chance you'd take your old electronics to a recycling plant or e-waste collector, including your old smartphones. Well, if you ever wondered where they go from there, it's a good chance your iPhone will live on in China. Seems the second-hand market for iPhones is huge over there. The phones end up being stripped and pieced together with other working parts, then sold to street vendors who offer them up to customers as new. These refurbished phones are so well packaged that they even have new serial number stickers. So be careful when you dump your old phone. You never know where it and whatever is on it will end up. Knuckleheads in the news out of New York today, where a man celebrating his 96th birthday got his favorite cake with a much different kind of filling. Joseph Valenti wanted a German apple ring cake, but he didn't ask for the rat that was baked inside. This is the part of the story where you should stop eating if you happen to be doing so right now. Valenti's family picked up the cake from a Long Island supermarket, and it appeared to be fine. But when he ate a piece, he noticed something wrong. So after investigating the cake, they found what appeared to be a tail inside the cake. When they flipped it over, they found the rest. Valenti is just fine. And the supermarket has pulled its bakery product off the shelves. Happy birthday, Joseph Valenti of New York. And that'll do it for your Daily Buzz. Something I need to buzz about, email paul at WCSY.com or leave a Facebook message, facebook.com/superhits1037 Cozy FM. You can fax to 637-2675 or drop info off here at the station right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140 in South Haven. Catch up on shows you've missed at WCSY.com. Thanks to Service Master of Marion County at 428-9335 or ServiceMasterBC.com. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift. That's why it's called a present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Now go make it a great day.